Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Change is an inevitable part of life, and yet it can often be a source of fear and uncertainty for many of us. Whether we are facing a new job, a move to a new city, a health crisis, or any other major life change, the unknown can leave us feeling overwhelmed and anxious. In this devotional, titled, Managing Change in Life, we will explore how we can find hope, comfort, and strength in the midst of the changes and challenges of life. Drawing on the wisdom of the Bible and the example of Jesus himself, we will discover how we can trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, embrace the new thing that he is doing in our lives, and find stability and security in his unchanging character. Today, join me as we explore the topic, Managing Change in Life. Our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
Romans chapter 8 verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Are you facing change or a kind of shift in life? Change is an inevitable part of life. It can be both exciting and challenging, bringing us new opportunities and experiences, but also forcing us to let go of the familiar and step into the unknown. Whether it's a change in our personal circumstances, a change in our relationships, or a change in the world around us, the process of change can be difficult and uncomfortable. But through it all, we can find comfort and hope in the unchanging character of God. As the Bible says, our God is the same yesterday, today and forevermore. Anything is prone to change in life, it's only God that does not change. As we face the crisis of change in our lives, it's important to remember that we are not alone. In the Bible, change is a recurring theme, and many of the heroes of faith faced significant changes and challenges in their lives. Through their stories, we can find encouragement and inspiration to manage change with faith and courage. As believers, how do we embrace change? A powerful example of embracing change in the Bible comes from the life of Apostle Paul. Before his conversion, Paul was a zealous persecutor of the early church, but after encountering Jesus on the road to Damascus, his life was completely transformed. Despite the many challenges and obstacles he faced, Paul embraced the change that God had brought into his life. He wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, behold, the new has come." Paul recognized that the change he experienced was not just a surface-level transformation, but a complete reordering of his identity and purpose. As we face changes in our own lives, we can learn from Paul's example of embracing the new thing that God is doing. Instead of clinging to the past or resisting the inevitable changes that come our ways, we can trust that God is at work in our lives, bringing about transformation and growth. As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8 verse 28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." We must trust God that everything will work out for our good. At the same time, change can be destabilizing and disorienting. When the familiar structures of our lives are uprooted, it can be difficult to know where to turn or how to move forward. In these moments, it's important to remember that our ultimate stability and security come from God, who is unchanging and steadfast in his love for us. In Psalm chapter 46 verses 1-2, the psalmist reminds us that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. When everything around us seems to be falling apart, we can find refuge and strength in God, who is always with us and will never leave us. Jesus himself speaks to this truth in his parable of the wise and foolish builders. In Matthew chapter 7 verses 24-25, he says, Therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. When we build our lives on the unchanging foundation of God's love and truth, we can withstand the storms and uncertainties of life. So, how can we trust God in times of uncertainty? Of course, trusting God in the midst of change is easier said than done. It's natural to feel anxious or uncertain when faced with the unknown. But as followers of Jesus, we can have confidence in His promises and faithfulness, even when our circumstances are uncertain. We must have faith in God and trust in what He will do in our lives. The writer of Hebrews reminds us, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see," Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Faith allows us to trust in God's goodness and sovereignty, even when we can't see what's ahead. It enables us to believe that God is working all things together for our good, even when we don't understand the purpose behind our current struggles. When we are faced with uncertainty posed to us by change, we can take comfort in the fact that Jesus Himself understands what it's like to face uncertainty and change. When He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, facing the prospect of His impending arrest, trial, and crucifixion, He prayed in Matthew chapter 26 verse 39 saying, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Even in the face of unimaginable suffering and change, Jesus trusted in God's plan and submitted Himself to His will. As we navigate our own crises of change, we can follow Jesus' example and surrender our own plans and desires to God. We can trust that His plans for us are good, even when they involve pain and struggle. And we can have faith that He is with us every step of the way, guiding us through the changes and uncertainties of life. The crisis of change can be an opportunity for growth and transformation. As we step out of our comfort zones and embrace new challenges, let's discover new strengths, develop new skills, and deepen our relationship with God. The Apostle Peter speaks to this idea in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6-7, when he writes, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Our trials and challenges can serve to refine and strengthen our faith, leading us to a deeper understanding of who God is, and who we are in Him. Likewise, prophet Isaiah speaks of the transformation that God can bring about in our lives through the process of change when he wrote, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18-19. Just as God made a way for the Israelites through the wilderness, He can make a way for us through the changes and challenges of our own lives. As we embrace the new thing that God is doing in our lives, we can trust that He is working all things together for our good. We can have faith that He will guide us through the uncertainty and lead us to new opportunities for growth and transformation. Change can be a difficult and challenging process, but as followers of Jesus, let's have confidence and hope in the midst of change. Through the stories of the Bible and the example of Jesus Himself, we can find inspiration and encouragement to embrace the new thing that God is doing in our lives, and find stability in His unchanging character, and trust Him in the midst of uncertainty. As we journey through the process of change, let's have faith that God is at work in us, refining and transforming us into the people He has called us to be. So if you find yourself in the midst of a crisis of change today, remember that you are not alone. God is with you, and He is working all things together for your good. Take comfort in His promises. Trust in His faithfulness, and step out in faith as you embrace the new thing that He is doing in your life. And may you be strengthened and encouraged by the words of the psalmist in Psalm chapter 18 verse 2, which says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." May you find stability and security in God, and may you be empowered to face whatever changes and challenges that lie ahead, knowing that He is with you every step of the way. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for the wisdom and guidance that You provide for us through Your Word. As we navigate the changes and challenges of life, we pray that You would help us to trust in Your goodness and faithfulness, even when our circumstances are uncertain. Give us the courage to step out in faith and embrace the new thing that you are doing in our lives, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. Help us to find stability and security in your unchanging character, and may your peace and presence be with us always. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We ask that you bless and guide us today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 4, chapter 5 and chapter 6. And for the evening, Luke chapter 2 verse 1 to 24. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.